There's so much living history which is at risk of disappearing that many historical societies even release an annual list of the most endangered buildings and locations that are at risk of disappearing. And it's also why states have offered funds for the preservation of these elements of history so they won't be relegated to just photos and memories. Sounds like a plan until, you know, personal politics should invade it. That's the situation in New Jersey where an atheist group is trying to prevent Morris County from offering funds for church building preservation. Here to explain all this is the senior attorney with the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, Hannah Smith. Good morning, Hannah. How are you today?
Hi, thank you so much. Great to be here.
And the website to learn more about this case and the work of the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty is beckettlaw.org. So as I said in the intro, it's a basic program that many counties and states offer because they don't want to see every building that has historic relevance and significance to crumble away. But it seems like an atheist group, not even in New Jersey, has a problem with that.
Yeah, that's right. It's Freedom From Religion Foundation. They're based in Wisconsin, and they roam around the country trying to find problems that they can create for religious groups. And here they've picked a fight with Morris County over a great program that Morris County has to give public funds to help restore historic buildings. So it's really unfortunate. Freedom From Religion Foundation wants to strip churches of these historic preservation grants just because they're churches. And we think that's not right. New Jersey thinks that's not right. The New Jersey State Court thinks that's not right. So we hope that the New Jersey Supreme Court will agree.
And this isn't a new program. I mean, the atheist group was late to the party because between 2012 and 2015, the counties provided up to now 55 grants to religious as well as non-religious recipients.
That's right. And, you know, this is not just a Morris County program. I mean, there are counties all over New Jersey that do similar things, and New Jersey itself does similar things. So this is a very common thing for states and local government to do, and Freedom From Religion Foundation just wants to discriminate against churches and say you can't get this money. But that's just not correct under the law. The United States Supreme Court recently held just this last term that states couldn't discriminate against churches in public benefit grant programs just because they're churches. And so we think that decision should impact the New Jersey Supreme Court here and how it interprets its own constitution.
Didn't that ruling revolve around, I think it was a daycare center operated by a church, I believe in St. Louis, which wanted to get funds so that they could have their playground area up to safety codes?
Right. So it was a Missouri program, and basically the Department of Natural Resources there wanted to create a grant program that would help take old tires out of its landfills and use old tires, shred them up, and put them on playgrounds to make playgrounds safer for children. And the state said, you know, look, we'll open up this program. We'll give out grants to any organization, nonprofit organization, that wants to refurbish its playground with this reshredded tires. Helps landfills, helps playgrounds, help keep children safe. But again, you know, there was a challenge to that program saying that, well, you know, churches shouldn't receive these funds. And in fact, Missouri said our own state constitution prevents us from giving these funds to churches. But the Supreme Court said, no, that's status-based discrimination. You're denying these funds just because they're a church group, and you can't do that. That's discrimination. And so we think that ruling that the Supreme Court held just 3 weeks ago should impact this case, Freedom From Religion Foundation against Morris County, that's being heard by the New Jersey Supreme Court.
And that wasn't even a church. It was a daycare center operated by a church where, as far as we know, no direct religious teaching was being held, and it was just a your basic run-of-the-mill daycare center.
That's right. It was a daycare center that was run by a church, and you know, the fact that they may have some religious teaching going on in the classroom really shouldn't affect the ability of the daycare to get a grant that's geared towards public safety benefits for children on the playgrounds. And here, you know, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is trying to suggest that, well, look, you know, we're fine with these public grants going to secular buildings, but once we give it to a building where there's actually religious activity going on inside, that causes a problem under, you know, Establishment Clause principles, and that just can't happen. But you know, there's really no basis in the law for that interpretation. You know, it's not the fact that there might be religious activity going on inside the building that matters. What matters is that these grants are given to restore the facade of these historic buildings, and it shouldn't matter whether the facade is a religious church or a secular organization building as to whether or not they get public funds.
I mean, yeah, because I was just going to say the specifics of the Morris County program is, as Hannah just said, for the structural, mechanical, electrical, and plumbing systems. So it isn't to buy Bibles, Korans, or pay for priest or pastor salaries. So, you know, hypothetically, the county could award a restoration fund to a theater somewhere in Morris County, and then that theater might one day rent themselves out for a religious ceremony.
That's exactly right. And so, you know, the program requires that the applicants establish the historic significance of the building. So they have to show that it's historically significant to get the funds. And then the grants for churches, they're limited to the preservation of the exterior building elements. And so it's the exterior of the building, and it's any of the structural, mechanical, electrical, plumbing systems. So, you know, it has nothing to do with the religious activity that's going on inside the building. These funds would go simply for the maintenance and preservation of this historic structure. And so that, we think, is pretty clear under New Jersey law that's not violative of any separationist principles that New Jersey may be interested in forwarding.
I'm with Hannah Smith, who is a senior attorney with the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty. BeckettLaw.org is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. We can get into the laws and the foundations and what the atheist group is basing their challenges on, but isn't just this really just the continued misinterpretation of the separation of church and state concept, where the atheist groups claim it's to keep the church out of the state, but having read the papers of Monroe and Jefferson and Adams and all those colonial guys, the original, at least by my interpretation and understanding, is the separation of church and state is intended to keep the state out of the church.
Yeah, you know, it goes both ways. And I think that it's really important for people to understand that organizations like Freedom From Religion Foundation really have a very aggressive agenda. They have gone around the country finding problems with things that are really traditions that we have in our country that date back to the founding of our country. You know, they want to take religion and completely strip it out of public life. So, for example, we have fought against Freedom From Religion Foundation when they've tried to take the words "under God" out of the Pledge of Allegiance, or where they've tried to, strip religion from the public square and taking religious symbols away on public lands. For example, you know, crosses or statues of Christ or other religious symbols where they find that offensive. You know, these are all parts of our culture that are something that we've recognized in our country from the beginning, from the very founding of our country. legislative prayer is another example. So there are these great traditions that we have in our country that are based on our shared understanding of where our rights come from and where our freedoms come from, that they come from a power outside of government. They don't come from the government. And so Freedom From Religion Foundation is trying to strip all of that away from our country, and we think it's really important that we stand up against it and provide protection for these churches that do so much good for our countries and our societies and our cities and neighborhoods around the country. So if you want to find out more about this case, you can definitely go to our website, BeckettLaw.org. We have our amicus brief that we have filed defending the Morris County program and the churches that participate in it. And that amicus brief is on our website, as well as a description of the case and the rest of the work that we do around the country defending religious liberty for people of all faiths against organizations like Freedom From Religion Foundation.
And there'll be certainly a lesson for you listening about just how much religion is attacked in all various ways all throughout the country, not just this case in Morris County. And if things go according to schedule, or oral arguments in the New Jersey State Supreme Court will be heard in within the next few months on this case, and we'll certainly pay attention to that. Learn more again about the work of the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty. It's BeckettLaw.org. We've been joined by the senior attorney, Hannah Smith. Hannah, thanks for the work that you do and for being here today.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.